Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Even a bad day fishing is better than a good day working. Perhaps you've seen that on some bumper stickers around town. And that sentiment probably is echoed by people, not only about fishing, but whatever hobbies or passions we have. Maybe that's gardening or skiing or climbing mountains or playing guitars. Or whatever it is, all of us have things we really are passionately enjoying. Maybe they're hobbies, maybe they're not. But there are things that are sort of our go-to kind of thing. When we really want to be ourselves, we do. And that's great. We all have it. You know I like skiing and I like running around and doing various things that I do. And I have to tell you that quite often the best inspirations I get are at those moments when I'm out walking among the mountains or riding a chairlift or doing something. I don't know, maybe it's because I'm just enjoying myself. I'm more open in those moments. And God just kind of slams through that opening and sticks something into my brain every now and then. I go, oh, I hadn't thought about that. Well, Peter may have been that way. Except the bumper sticker doesn't work for Peter. Where you see Peter's passion, obviously, was also his profession. Because here's Peter in kind of a midst of a turmoil time, and what does he want to do? Go fishing. That's the first thought. That's like his go-to. And of course, the guys go with him. Peter was kind of the leader, and some of them were fishermen too. So it was something that was deeply rooted in him that he found a certain peace or purpose in. But it was also his profession at the time. And if you remember the gospel lessons, he wasn't a little guy out there with a pole. I mean, he had like at least two or three boats that we know of, a fleet of them, if you will. He was a well-off fisherman professionally. Probably not deadly catch kind of fisherman, but you know, hopefully not that crazy. The Sea of Galilee could not always be a great place to fish on, as we discover in some of the gospel lessons when storms rolled. So for Peter, it's interesting here that his passion was also his profession. And notice what happens in the story. You will notice that when Jesus comes along, Jesus doesn't go, what are you guys out there doing fishing for? You should be out there doing something significant. No. Jesus doesn't criticize them at all for going to where their passions and their hearts were. He, in fact, offers them help. Fish over here. Now, I always wondered why they did that. I mean, you know, they were the fishermen. They didn't know who this guy was on the shore at this point. They didn't ask who it was. How did he know where the fish were? But they did. They tried. And they caught a ton of fish. They begin to recognize in this gathering of fish, Jesus feeding miracles, and through Jesus feeding miracles, communion. And you obviously, the wording that follows is pretty close to communion for a reason. It was meant to trigger that in the early church. That just as Peter and the disciples recognized Jesus in the breaking of the bread and the fish, we recognize him in the breaking of the bread and the wine. But I want you to notice, Jesus does not criticize Peter and the disciples for going fishing, but in fact helps them to be successful. If you're kind of gathering from that, then I'm telling you that it's important to have passions and things that you're geared up about and to follow them, you're right. I do think that is part of the call of the gospel. And I think sometimes we've been so distorted with the Puritan model that work should be drudgery and painful that we forget that in the Bible, the idea of work is to find your passion and follow it. People did things that were moved by them, that they found value in. At least at best, it didn't always happen that way. No, there is drudgery. And even in the best of jobs, as we all know, there are those moments when it becomes a task. I think God instills in us these passions, these hobbies, whatever you want to call them. I think hobby is not a good word for what it is. Whatever it is, these inclinations in us, purposely, and God uses them. He doesn't distill them. He doesn't try to break down those things in us. It doesn't mean we get to do exactly what we want to do all the time. That's pretty clear from the Gospels, too, because as Peter finds out at the end of the story, it's not going to always be honky-dory following Jesus. But notice what God does. God takes their talents and puts them to work. Not necessarily the way they originally did them, fishing for fish, but he teaches them to fish for people. Now, what do you have to do to be a good fisherman? This is the interactive part of the sermon, by the way.
Bait?
Yes. You have to have bait. Patience. And perseverance. I throw perseverance on top of it. It's not just patience. Yeah, but that's why I'm not being not a good fisherman. I get bored after a while. I get tired of it. It doesn't work. I want to move on to something else. But good fishermen, you have to realize at times you're going to fail. Times you're not going to catch the fish. What do? You give up? No. You pick up your nets, move to another place, and fish some more. You have to have ability to work together. Fishermen in that type of fishing, not just by yourself on the shore. You have to have a certain amount of skill, and you have to work together to make it work. And those are the very skills that Peter and the disciples needed when they went to take the gospel out into a hostile world. It was going to take a lot of perseverance. It was going to take a lot of patience. It was going to take a lot of failure. And they needed some good bait along the way, too. And the good bait, I think, was the good news that they had. The joyful news of God's grace and mercy. But you notice that God didn't say, forget all that stuff you learned. Forget all that stuff you like. But no. But I took those skills and talents and passion and put them to work for the kingdom. And I think that's what we need to hear. At least that's one of the things I think we need to hear from this gospel. That part of life, it never ends, as long as we live, is discovering our passions and motivations and asking, And then being open to allow God to take us and use us for his kingdom. Not destroying those things that we like, but taking them and changing us in the midst. Just as those disciples didn't fish the way they used to, but they never let go of that passion for fishing and never lost those skills and abilities. They came in handy. So too this day. I think God has instilled in each of us vastly different talents and skills and passions, and calls us not to allow those to get buried, but to open them up to God's will to find new directions to use them. Now, I'm not claiming that this is Bill Neighbor's idea. This is an old idea that every now and then the church forgets about, and someone has to dredge it up again. We get in that drudgery work thing far too often in our teaching. Martin Luther, for example, very much rediscovered this idea of vocato, the Latin word for calling, vocation. And he would tell us we have two vocations. One begins at that baptismal font where all of us share a vocation, the call of the gospel. Secondly, we all individually have different skills and talents. And God calls us to find ways to mesh those two together. Or as one of my professors used to say, when that linear line of life where our passions and desires crosses and intersects with God's vertical line of grace, the cross that is formed there is where God is calling us to be. Discovering that is not necessarily easy, and it may change in life. But we never need to let go of, and nor should we ever let go of those passions, those hobbies, those skills. But rather offer them up and see the miracle of what God may take and use them for. Probably not where we thought we would end up. But looking back, we may go, So that's what God was all about in hindsight. But the promise given to the disciples, carried out from that day, recognizing the breaking of the bread, is that God has blessed us with that vocation at the cross, in the baptismal waters, and the vocations of our talents and skills, and ask us to find ways to be open that God might use them. So let me change the bumper sticker. Any day, allowing our skills and talents to be used for God is better than the best day without God using our skills and talents. For life is not meant to be this drudgery. It's meant to be a celebration of the gifts God's given us. In the waters of baptism, and the gifts we're given. Let's all go fishing. Amen.
Amen. Amen.